All right. Well, it's good to be back here, Fight Back Media Program. My name is Willie Lawson, and we're doing another broadcast from the car. Now, the cool thing is that the AC in this vehicle has been repaired, and now we're not riding with the windows open. There you go. When you can ride with the windows closed, it doesn't look like you're casing houses. My last cast was on girl fights, and why they're problematical, but this cast is on something that's really been on my mind for a while. Actually, for the past couple of days, really heavy. But before we get started, I want you to do me a solid. I want you to check out my other podcast on Blog Talk Radio, The Willie Lawson Show, or Fight Back Media on Blog Talk Radio. And search for me on Spreaker. Search for me on Instagram. Follow me at Fight Back Media on Instagram. My wife and I do a weekly show on relationships on Facebook Live. And it's also a YouTube channel called Real Talk with Deb and Will. Check that out. Please like and subscribe and share with your friends. All sorts of things. And you can go to willielawson.com where I've got my blog. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've not written it in a while. But you know what? If you go there and you leave comments on what's there, that'll encourage me to continue to write. So I appreciate that. And on Facebook, follow me on Facebook, Willie Lawson, that's W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody black spells their name Willie with a Y. Nobody black does that. So I appreciate all the love and all the support. You know, it's the past couple of days, and I really don't know why. I don't really know where it came from, but I have been fixated on this whole single-use plastic straw thing. I think I was going through my Instagram feed, and somebody was doing a live. Somebody that I follow, but I don't really know. And one of the things he started talking about was this ban on straws in California. And I thought to myself, and I actually commented, and he didn't see the comments because the comments on Instagram, if you get 200 people watching, go by so fast that you really can't pay attention to them all. But I asked what's the effect of this ban on single-use plastic straws? What will be the effect? What can you say will be better? So I was thinking about it, and I was mulling it over, and I was banging my head trying to figure out, where did this start? Well, I was tootling around Facebook yesterday or last evening, and I found a videotape of the people from the Daily Caller who talked about it. And as it turns out, there was this 9-year-old kid that was doing a report on the larger question was the amount of plastic waste, and there's a lot of plastic waste. We make every damn thing we got out of plastic, and we seal things in plastic. Right now, I've got one of these. You know, those trees, my wife likes these. I can't imagine why she likes them. Those little trees that you put by the rearview mirror, that hang from the rearview mirror, that make the car smell a certain way. She's got one of those hanging, and it's designed to sit in a little plastic bag. I mean, there's plastic everywhere. The thing covering the controls, the thing, you know, where the dash. It's all plastic, you know, that covers the speedometer and tachometer and stuff, and you know, in a car, all plastic. The front plate of the radio, all plastic. Plastic everywhere. You know, the piece of the gear shift here in the vehicle, plastic. The whole console where the gear shift is in this vehicle, all plastic. And so there's plastic everywhere. I get it. All those loyalty cards that they give you, all plastic. I get it. There's lots of plastic everywhere. And thus, we have a crap load of plastic in our waste. The stuff that we throw away. Cups, cars, everything's got plastic. Everything. So that is a concern. Now, I don't want anybody commenting that
you must be some sort of stupid ass conservative who hates the planet.
Well, that would be not, that would not be me. I live on the planet, and I know that we got to take care of the planet as much as we can. We got to be good stewards. I understand that, but we also have to be smart. So in this Daily Caller video, it refers to an article on the Reason.com website, which talks about where all this came from. And here is the statistic that the little boy came up with. And I keep calling him a little boy because he was 9 at the time. This was back in 2011. So he was a little kid, 4th grade probably. Through making some phone calls to a couple of manufacturers of straws, he sort of came up with the number of that we throw away in this country. Look at this number is important. 500 million straws a day. A half a billion straws a day. And so what happened? The major media carriers went with that number. Nobody decided that they would investigate that number. A half a billion single-use plastic straws a day. They would be coming out our rectum if there was that many. My opinion. And there may be, but I don't think so. The problem is that nobody investigated that number until just recently, where the folks at Reason looked at the number and found that the percentage of plastic, single-use plastic straw waste in comparison to the total of plastic waste is 0.02% of all plastic waste. Single-use plastic straws are 0.02%. Which is almost nothing. Which is almost nothing. Nothing. 0.02%. So my question is, what do you think about the California state government and different municipalities in California coming up with penalties, making the distribution of plastic straws actually criminal? There are municipalities that have turned the passing out of straws is criminal. And here's what I'm saying is you are not, as a restaurateur or on the wait staff, able to give a person a plastic straw unless they ask for one. In some municipalities, if you do so, you can be fined $1,000 per infraction. That's per straw. If there are 3 people at the bar, they come in at the same time, you give them all 3 straws to stir their drink, and one of them says, "What are you doing? You can't do that. You can't just give out straws that way. I want to call the police." And I guess that's how you do it. You call the police, right? So you got to get the evidence now. And the police show up and say, "Yep, according to the code, you gave these straws out. There are witnesses that say they didn't ask for the straws. You gave them out anyway. You get a ticket, or you get a you could even in some municipalities actually get arrested." I don't think anyone's been arrested yet, but you could be arrested. You could lose your freedom because of a single-use plastic straw. And these people, Jerry Brown and the rest of these legislators all over California, have gone with this number of 5 100 million straws being thrown away every day and are now trying to get you to be under the impression somehow that banning them or curtailing their use is going to do some big thing for the environment. It's going to save the damn planet somehow. It's going to make our seas safer. I mean, because I heard all these things and I was always wondering, where's the videotape of killer whales strangling on plastic straws? I hadn't seen that. Had you? Anyway, seems insane. And especially now that we have found out that the, again, 0.02% of total plastic waste. Is that enough, though? Some people will say this. Well, you know, that's a start. Is that small a start worth someone's personal freedom? Being locked up? Getting a criminal record? Is that small percentage, 0.02 of 1%, enough to pay a $1,000 fine? $1,000. Even at $15 an hour, it takes a damn long time and a bunch of hours to make $1,000. And especially in California because of the taxes. Takes a long time to accrue $1,000. So is really 0.02 of 1% enough of a difference to put citizens in California through that? It doesn't seem like it to me. And now, if it seems like that to you, if you think that this is the best thing ever, that this is the start of something big, and we're going to turn around global warming, and we're going to make the planet safer for the polar bears and all the animals, and if you think this is a good idea, write it in the comments. I'm going to tell you now, I think you're out of your damn mind. I just think you're out of your mind. I think you're crazy. But go ahead and do it. I'm cool with crazy people. All right. I guess I better get my mind on my driving here. So we're gonna bug out. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.